That was a heavy lift. We just listened to the entire Passion narrative in one sitting. It was a heavy lift for our friends who sang it to us to carry the pathos of this story so it goes into our hearts in a different way. On Thursday, we're going to focus in on another particular intimate part of that story, and then on Friday, we're going to hear the whole thing all over again from John's perspective. And then on Saturday, we'll do it again. We'll bookend it. We'll bookend Jesus' passion with the salvation history of God's work in the world on one end to the glorious resurrection of Jesus on the other. And the whole time, we will be searching for the Messiah that we want, desperately searching for the Messiah that we need. Christians are an odd lot, aren't we? I mean, look at us. Some might rightly accuse us of being trapped in an unhealthy rumination over the death of one man. An outsider might be inclined to invite us out of the ancient past and into the 21st century. They might encourage us to let go of our depressing desire to linger at the foot of the cross. Honestly, he's dead already. He's been dead for so long. It's time to maybe move on with your life. Maybe a little therapy would be helpful. But from inside, we see it differently, don't we? It's far from maudlin or fatalistic. And we retell this powerful and ancient story, allowing it to inform who we are and to continue our ongoing transformation into the people that God wants us to be. What we're doing is remembering. We are reconnecting. This is the root definition of religion, to reconnect, ligament, to reconnect us to God. We are reconnecting ourselves to this ancient living story. We're grounding ourselves in the past in order to be able to understand the present and to look for God in the future. So we began this journey of Holy Week by gathering in Sumner's Hall and then processing into the church with one image of the Messiah in mind, the kind of Messiah we want. We, like the people in the story that we just heard, desperately want a Messiah who is an earthly king who will destroy all the works of evil that are before our very eyes every single day. What is the delay? We process into this church, waving our palms and branches, and we sing Hosanna. We enter into the exuberance of the day when we think and hope that all evil will be destroyed and God will finally reign supreme. And then no longer than it took you to get settled in your pew, it becomes clear to us. This is not going to end the way we want it to end. Again. We look on in horror as Jesus is misunderstood and rejected and finally condemned to death. And we start the painful process of accepting a profound disappointment over and over. Jesus is not the Messiah we want. On Thursday, we'll make our way through the chaos of our lives and we'll come back in here and we'll enter the upper room with Jesus and his disciples. We'll hear Jesus teach about discipleship, about what it means to love one another. We'll watch him as he removes sandals and washes feet. We will take off our sandals and we will allow someone to wash our feet. A terrible, intimate, intimidating ritual of relationship and intimacy. And while our feet are being washed, we will understand more about what Jesus meant about messiahship, about what he meant about servanthood. We'll listen to the words of institution as Jesus commands his disciples to eat his flesh and drink his blood. To become one with him, to experience what he experiences, mostly rejection and crucifixion. We are an odd lot. and only finally resurrection. As we weigh the difference between our expectations of the Messiah we want and the reality of the Messiah that Jesus actually is, we will watch the altar be stripped. Along with it will come the stripping away of our certainty, of our clarity about God, and we will be invited by Jesus to sit with him even just an hour to pray. And then on Friday, we will come back and we will hear the whole thing all over again. And this time with all our messianic expectations stripped away. We will hear Jesus condemned to death again. He will be mocked upon, spat upon, rejected, and called a fool again. We will hear Peter deny Jesus, deny the Christ again, and we will deny Jesus again for not being the Messiah we want. And we'll be there when Jesus dies again. And we'll go home in silence that day. Because all our reasonably earthly expectations of God are, well, dead. And on Saturday, we'll wait. We'll sit still, we'll listen, we'll cry. A few of us will come up here in the morning and we'll move things around, getting ready for the evening service. But mostly, just being close to our dead expectations. We'll sit and pray a bit. And finally, later in the evening, we'll gather again, but this time with a different kind of expectation. The horrible day of waiting is over, and we will gather to witness the coming of the light into the world. And that night, we will hear the story rehearsed again, this time with glimpses of the entire salvation story from the beginning of creation until now. We'll hear the story of how death has been defeated, of how the very gates of hell were torn down by Jesus Christ to remove any barrier that would separate us from the love of God. And only then can we fully understand how unbelievably huge this story is. Only then we'll begin to understand why it happened and why we keep revisiting it year after year after year. Only then can we understand what kind of Messiah Jesus really was. What kind of Messiah Jesus really is. And only then can we give thanks to God that Jesus is in fact not the Messiah we want. So I invite you, therefore, on behalf of the church, to enter into this most holy of weeks. I invite you to experience the whole story. I invite you to clear your incessantly busy calendar, if only for a little while, and enter into the salvation narrative of the salvation of the world. To do so, you will find out how infinitely important you are to God. To do so will remind us all of how much God actually loves this world. And to do so will bind yourself to God and remember where you came from. And to do so will bind us as a community into one communion, one fellowship in Jesus Christ. And to do so is to finally meet the Messiah we desperately need. So please come.